This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Amir, how was your weekend?
Much less eventful than that. I didn't see any Broadway musicals. I didn't see anything at all. I stayed at home. I watched football. We're dog sitting an extra dog, so I got two dogs instead of one. And it feels like it's three times the work. I mean, it's just like when you got two things interacting with each other, forget about it. And one's totally. An older guy. He can't even jump on the couch. He's whining. I got to lift him up every time he goes anywhere. We got diapers for the little dude. Thankfully, he hasn't had to use them, but it was definitely in play as he gets excited very easily, anxious, skittish, scared. He's 15 plus. So, you know, that's 90
small,
years old.
Is it small?
He looks like my dog, but even smaller and older. They look like twins a little bit.
I didn't mean to insult Anya.
I mean, this whole room is shit.
That's crazy.
I don't like the way they feel.
Which ones do you like?
I don't know.
What do you have in New York?
Beats by Dre.
Sorry. I'm not going to stand for the Studio G slander.
Did we start? There's no way, because we didn't hear it.
It's like a preamble. Maybe we're starting something new where there's like a cold open.
I see.
It's cold, really? Cold, very cold.
We didn't hear the...
I just turned on you against me.
Yeah.
This is our first time on the show together, and you're starting out saying that the headphones feel cheap on your head.
I didn't know you made them.
I didn't know you heard me.
We're not treating it with the reverence that I've been begging for people to let me record in Studio G.
Okay.
Here we are, and the first words out of Mir's mouth is that the headphones are bad.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
You didn't disagree.
I mean, they are incredibly cheap, and this whole place is shoddily designed.
This is crazy.
But
you co-signed, you guarantored Jake's quote. I do have some qualms with the Studio G.
No, we couldn't
hear it. You wanted to get in here for such a long time. You're instantly upset.
My main thing is I feel like the walls could have been a salmon or
a cola. Yeah, we know.
Maybe like an off brown.
Off brown?
In a way.
Let's keep the main thing the main thing.
I mean, look at the background behind a mirror. It's sort of halfway. I don't want to get ahead of myself between a salmon or a cola. And his part of the frame looks very cherry.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's just one simple question you can answer.
Oh. That was a cold open.
Nice.
With the button of are you fucking kidding me? It took
Perfect.
Us what?
No.
Five
honestly,
minutes to
stop recording.
Yeah, what?
Sorry, I have to wait for the music. Okay.
I don't
what,
like
what
the energy.
What headphones do you guys use in New York?
I don't know, but they're not this.
Where's
they're
my camera?
Different.
It's there.
Who doesn't know?
You're on the single. You're on the single.
Why do I have to know what headphones
know.
We have in New York to not like these?
Kicking things off.
Do they feel expensive?
The ones in New York? Yeah, they have a nice weight to them.
I'm going to hold them and you slap them in the nose.
Anya, now's the perfect time for the first ever Anya's druthers.
That was the perfect time, 30 seconds into the episode.
Thank you.
Because she was like, where's my camera? She said, where's my camera? She
has stuff to say. Do I have to look into
camera? Look into this camera, yeah.
Okay, here's what I have to say. Here's what I've learned over my first 2 years here at HeadGum. You cannot design, this is too loud, You cannot design a studio by committee. Everybody has their fucking little opinions. There's not one thing that I've brought into either one of these studios that hasn't been remarked upon by either a coworker or one of our beautiful and talented hosts. I just got a text out of nowhere. He's adjusting the cameras. Should have done this earlier. I just got a text out of nowhere that apparently my friend, Nick Weiger of the Doughboys, just went on a rant in the other studio about the new timers I bought that I thought were really cute and easy to use. Here's what I have to say. If you can't come up with stuff to talk about on your podcast that isn't something that's directly in front of you, like you're playing fucking I Spy, you should not be in this business. You should
shouldn't
find
be in Studio G or Studio H.
What? You shouldn't be in either studio most of the time. But you do use the parking lot outside as your personal car garage, even though I've told you many times that we...
carport.
Yeah. But you did leave the car there overnight.
Overnight, because I had to the next
day. Not just overnight. Yeah. Overnight, okay, you come pick it up in the morning. Yeah. All the next day.
Because I was hungover.
Yeah.
That's not my problem.
It's not my car. If I'm hungover, I can't claim that because I can't drive that. Because you can still have, by the way, alcohol in your blood.
Yep.
The day after if you drank enough.
You shouldn't even be drinking. You have a head injury.
I have a concuss.
So
this has turned in from an Anya's Druthers to like, let's all jump down Jeff's throat.
All this to say, if you have a problem with something in the studio, you can talk to me about it off air.
I did. I remember
on the headphones before. I didn't even know we were rolling.
I
feel like I incited this whole entire thing.
Let's get a chime green. And nobody gave me
I'm saying the headphones don't feel good.
That's unrelated to the design.
I like the headphones. I like Studio G.
You're wearing different headphones than I am, by the way.
Yeah, you have nicer headphones than we do.
These are not nicer. These are nicer.
Really?
I love Studio G. I like it better than Studio H.
I don't want to hear that either.
What do you mean?
They're both nice. We worked really hard on them.
You didn't set up Studio H.
Yes, I did.
At the beginning?
When Jeff had a problem with the paint was the day we were painting. That's when he came to me with suggestions for other paint colors.
Yeah, like,
it was
too late.
Does
it have to be charcoal? And you're like rolling
it. I had a sampler.
Yes.
I had the card.
It
I had
looks
a brim
nice
job.
In here. This
I had
is a nice color.
Green.
This
I
is
agree.
A nice color.
Yes, that's
this
a nice color because
nice.
That looks like cola.
This is actually bad because we haven't finished designing it yet, but it will be nice.
What's
and
different?
People will have a fucking problem
with
it.
I love the studio. I love every part of the studio. I just wish it was a chine green. I just
so
wish
not
it was
every
a cola.
Part of the studio.
Why do you want
when
to be
when will we stop
heavy?
Playing this music? It's driving me insane.
Why do you want headphones? Why do you want the headphones to be heavy on your head? It's good that they're light.
Because heavy is the head that wears the crown.
I don't like how wide these
Studio
feel.
Jeff.
Should we, can we start over? This is not how I thought it would
I
go
did
at
me
all.
Me too.
We've only ever gotten along.
Yeah. I've been enjoying the day because we're in Studio G.
You're start. Food poison.
Love it.
You are Jardia. You're a Nora man.
Yeah. I was
you
gonna
infect
say sort
people.
Of Noro, yeah.
Yeah. Just being
you turned
near you creates
what about
enemies?
Brother against sister between Jake and Anya.
I was gonna say, because I was trying to get Micah in here as well.
You're an ear
brother against brother as well, yeah.
And an
well.
Ear wig.
Studio H is what it is. We had the space to work with that we had. We maximized it, right?
We
the colors weren't quite there. The content followed suit.
This is
and now
fucking
we have
crazy.
Studio G, in which what we have Jake Johnson recording, right? We're here to help podcast.
He records in Studio
he records
H as well.
Both.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. I think it's more about the amount of
people
that it
yeah.
is the, you know,
caliber of guests.
We don't think one is better than the other. That's just
it's
you.
The quantity of guests,
yeah.
not
it's
the
quality
of hosts.
It's the quantum leap between Studio H and G.
Similar to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. I feel like I have some ground rules for this episode.
Okay.
And I feel like if I had started with those, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have gotten into this negative feedback loop, this Ouroboros of poison that we've
right.
entered into.
This episode would be different from all the others.
If we say these ground rules.
Go ahead.
Right.
Number one is overlapping dialogue.
We did that a lot.
Right.
Obviously, we've adhered to that.
Yeah.
Are these the same ground rules from the previous
no,
weeks?
No, these
okay.
are brand new
that,
ground
the
rules.
First one, well, not
it'll
really. The first one's the same.
It's
first
I'm
one
actually
great
on
job
this one.
This, right
yes.
now.
Right. This is actually still mending overlap. Our relationship, so keep going.
Yeah.
Number two is let's not delve too much into the past, right?
Interesting. For example, okay. the studio's yeah. already been built. There's nothing we can do.
Like, right. well, that's a great example as well.
And let's not delve too much into the... I don't know how... You've been talking about the colors of the studios for a week.
The colors endure. The colors are in the present because they're right here.
Yeah, and they're not salmon.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been asked and answered.
We might need to rule out salmon.
For sure. Has he been talking about that already?
We might need to rule out cola.
Yeah, for sure.
That's so annoying.
I agree that we should not dwell on the studios of yore, the studios of now.
Yeah.
I also think, you know... You guys have like the
Jake. What's ground rule three?
This is ground rule two. Okay.
I know.
We haven't gotten quite through ground rule two. We have the Jake and Amir watch Jake and Amir. I know that that's great, but that's your guys' Patreon, right? This is the HeadGum Podcast. So let's not dwell on the past.
Yeah. We're not.
Let's
talking about
move forward.
I paid him to mention that.
Instead of dwelling so much.
Yeah.
That's a good plug.
Okay.
Let's create new stuff.
By the way, I got that. You didn't need to hammer it home to that extent.
Past home, not just home.
Yeah,
no. Back to the dugout, basically.
Right. Sure.
Number three is, if possible, this, I thought we were in Studio H, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If possible, let's move into Studio G. So we are here. We're already nailing ground rule number three, which is to record in Studio G. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. And this one we didn't do great on.
Uh-huh.
Number four was, if Anya has gripes with me, sprinkle them in throughout the episode.
No, I got
not
them all
just
out of the way.
Berate me all at once.
Okay, that's hard.
Yeah, I think what we did is arguably better.
Five.
I have a suggestion. Cut up what I said and kind of sprinkle it in throughout the episode.
That's good. Maybe we could even make them soundboard buttons. Five is Jake. Let's not talk about the kid, right?
Gemma?
Oh,
my daughter? Don't.
You have a kid. You didn't invent them.
Yeah. I didn't bring her up.
I know, but you might later on.
I actually love Gemma. Let's talk about it.
So do
Gemma.
I. Gemma loves
you. Clearly don't.
Gemma cracked up when she was in my lap.
Yeah, did she?
I thought she was either laughing or crying.
I think she
perverted when it comes
I'm
from
trying
you,
to remember.
The way you said it.
Yeah, she might have smiled. She might have smiled.
She had a little bit of joy. My point
not
is
today.
Just, and here we go, right?
You brought her up.
I'm saying from now on, heads
fine.
Here forth.
Fine.
Round rules.
Really mean rule. Fine. I won't do it.
The last rule is to enjoy the ride.
Okay.
Can we all just agree to try to have a good time?
We can try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I didn't.
You.
Agree,
I would say you killed the mood, but it also started bad.
Jake and Amir, two guys that are fine. In 2010, Jake dated and all things considered, their success is less than earned. Now here's a one-off podcast to show that coming up with segments is really hard. Dragmans on the HeadGum Podcast.
Dragmans.
It's Jeff better than segment.
Dragmans.
It's the best of all HeadGum show.
Now then,
meet your perfect brown host.
Dragmans.
Oh my god, I have COVID.
Who made this art for you?
I did.
Really?
Pretty good.
It looks great.
Yeah.
The one on the left looks cool.
So.
So Ferris made a theme song for you?
Ferris has COVID.
And he made that.
I texted him. I said, hey, first episode ever tomorrow of Dregmans.
Yeah.
Dregmans is a new segment on the HeadGum Podcast called Dregmans, which is basically the point of this, the crux of this short, is to prove once and for all that it's hard as shit to come up with new segments every week.
Okay.
People give me a lot of guff. They're like, you got to put more effort into this shit. This is me putting more effort into it.
Yeah, that's great.
You guys have a show where you have to come up with new segments every week. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is hard.
But
really?
Well, it's hard to come up with good ones.
Okay, great.
You can come up with shitty ones easily.
I thought it was going to take the whole episode to get you to admit that.
Oh, really?
We don't have to do the rest of it.
Well, what about, is there anything beyond that art?
Yeah, is there a segment?
Do you have segments?
And why dreg?
There are dregmans. Because it's like bottom of the barrel, dregs.
So what's an example of a dregman?
I'm so glad you asked.
Dregmans!
Welcome to Who's 101.
Who is 100? This is
based celebrities that are 101.
Is this based on when we did Who's
58?
Who's 58 or Who's 55?
Exactly.
We've done some different ages, okay.
Who's 101?
I don't know anybody that's 101.
Is William Shatner up there? He's in his
90s,
right?
No way they're over 100. There's no celebrity that's over 100.
I think Shatner's maybe pushing 80.
Betty White died at like 99.
Who's the guy that created all the sitcoms?
Chuck Lorre?
No. Older.
And he recently passed?
Uh-huh.
We only find out about celebrities that
Carl
reached... Carl Reiner?
Weathers.
No. Not him. Not Carl Weathers.
He did pass. All right.
I think Carl Reiner, I think he was
101.
Is was or is?
How about Rupert Murdoch? How old is he?
Should we get a number crunch on that?
Yeah.
Sure. 101 is so beyond the pale. Like 95 is almost too old.
Rupert Murdoch is 92.
That's
crazy. We're still 9 years shy of Murdoch.
Sure.
These are people who were born in 1922.
These are people who were born with a gift, and the gift was to age old.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this game is just named the oldest celebrity we could think of.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anybody?
I don't know why you guys are shitting on this segment.
How old is Mel Brooks?
How old is Mel Brooks?
Yeah. That's part of the game. You look it up.
90. 90? Is that possible?
It's possible.
97.
Oh.
Is that
right?
True?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's
That's
still
incredible.
Alive.
That's incredible.
You guys put stakes to this, right? It's cash.
Norman Lear.
Yeah.
You Googled it.
No, I asked someone.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
Who did you ask?
Jeez.
Google?
Anya's disqualified for Googling. You're not allowed to be on your phone. Obviously, you did.
I think Norman Lear recently passed, so that's another reason.
And he was 101. He was literally 101.
He was 101.
Right, but he's
dead. But he's gone.
Yeah, doesn't work if they're dead.
He doesn't exist anymore.
But he only died in December.
He died in deceit. He ceased to desist.
Now he is deceased.
He ceased to desist. That's good.
Come on. Let's get to 101.
You haven't guessed.
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
The president?
Yes.
Yeah, he's still alive, barely.
He's still in hospice. He just celebrated 1 year in hospice.
Wow.
Could be 99.
You celebrate that?
Jimmy Carter is 99.
I think his family might have celebrated it.
We have to go until you guys get it.
We almost nailed
is
it.
Is there someone that you have in mind?
Yeah, I know.
You know one
a celebrity?
A celebrity that's 101.
I'm kind of producing in this capacity. I'm sort of the Casey of these druthers.
It's not.
I mean, older than Jimmy Carter is really tough.
Yeah.
We need someone who was like 80
Can
in 1980.
Can I narrow it to 101? So
no, like the kind of person. Like is it actor, comedian, celebrity, politician?
Architect, stage actress, and widow.
Famous widow. Who's famous for having a dead
husband?
Wait, it's a woman architect?
There's three. I have three that I was like, we probably
Is Nancy Reagan alive?
Is Nancy Reagan alive? Do you hear yourself when you're guesting?
No, she's dead.
She's dead, right?
Because
yeah.
people are
she's
making a lot of
gone.
Jokes about her giving head in heaven.
Interesting. Yeah. I would never.
Or hell, actually, I should say.
Jesus Christ. Can we not politicize her?
Architect?
Or Dregman?
Wait, who'd you say? Was that your guess?
I didn't say anything, but Frank Lloyd
You
Wright?
Said Jesus Christ.
He's don't think
famously
I think
he's
dead at 2024 years old, technically. But
years
he's gone.
No,
he's,
well, he ceased to desist,
years
didn't
hung,
he?
Yeah. He ceased to desist.
Yeah.
And he,
I mean, Carter is the leader in the clubhouse. You guys have to get closer if you want.
Yeah, that's really tough.
At any
you
point, you guys could
architect,
call uncle.
Architect, widow, and what?
Stage actress.
And those are three different people. One of them is a famous widow.
All three different people.
But
I wouldn't
like
put it past the architect
wife.
That they maybe did
also
community
lose
theater,
a husband.
Yeah,
right.
And lost their. Husband.
Yeah, because
Barbara Bush.
Oh, that's not bad.
Thank you.
I love that you're in the political sphere, which is very interesting.
I'm trying to get
She's
more
dead.
Involved.
She's gone.
Right. Right.
But
on.
It was 92.
In 92, she died.
Is
George H.W. alive?
No, he's dead. Okay.
You guys can call Drunkle anytime.
Who's Drunkle?
I don't mean like phone a fiend. I mean like.
Everything you say is wrong.
I mean, like, you can call uncle and be like, I can't take this
oh,
shit anymore.
Uncle. Yeah.
Uncle or drunkle?
Drunkle means nothing. I give up. Drunkle. I give up.
Frank Lloyd Wright? Frank Gehry?
We were looking for Oslovian architect famous for designing the Sandefjord Town Hall and the Norwegian Maritime Museum. Trond Eliasson.
Yeah. I thought he
so
was
I wasn't
going to
get that even with a hint.
Is he really 101?
You thought
yeah.
he seems younger.
He his
seems
birthday,
younger.
Well, he's about
he
to be 102.
Hunger.
He's his birthday yeah. is in March.
Yeah. I was going to say page. He's a Pisces for sure.
Do you think that he's going to be on the Today Show Smucker segment?
I don't think he can make it out of bed anymore.
Who's the famous widow?
Rachel Robinson, Jackie Robinson's
wow.
wife. Yeah. Former wife. He is gone. Also, would have taken Janice Page.
Thanks.
Stage actress, in a way.
Yeah,
and
it.
Norman Lear was the one that I thought somebody might actually guess.
I did guess it.
You Googled it.
I did not. Guessed. I texted Nick.
Really?
Yeah. He's been to his house a lot.
Wait, how old is Nick? Maybe this is
34.
Crazy.
He's not 101.
Mm. He's 35.
He looks great.
I almost nailed Nick.
What do you mean?
His age.
I see.
Good thing he doesn't listen to this show.
It's this portion of the show that I had open for you to fucking give your druthers.
I already did it.
So I don't know what else, because we have 12 minutes before the next one. It's sort
you
of,
shouldn't have assigned that to Ferris.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't for you to do.
Yeah. So there was only one Dregment? It's Dregments plural.
No, there's a lot. The next one is timed, right?
What
so
do you
it's
mean?
Obviously, it's timed.
I had 12 minutes to talk about how you shouldn't park your car all
I
day.
I thought
in the parking lot.
Who's 101 was going to take like 15.
How long did it take? It felt like it took 30 minutes.
30, yeah. I thought it was going to be less, and we'd time it out perfect. It's okay to wax. It's okay to have fun. We're in Studio G. Yeah.
Fine.
Honestly, Jake being here is more of like an exciting moment and a momentous occasion than a different studio. Like, Jake hasn't done this show in 6 months.
And I would agree with you because he hasn't done the show in a bit.
Since your wedding.
We've never done the show here.
Yeah.
He's been on the show before. We've never done it in Studio G.
But this doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect the show.
What is this? You know how much blood, show. Sweat, and sweat equity?
Blood equity.
Blood equity that Anya put into this shit.
And cola paint.
I don't, at a certain point, it doesn't matter what paint's on the wall. She worked her fucking ass off for this shit.
Don't,
let alone Casey.
I don't think it's funny to do it as a bit.
You can't make fun of her or give her praise
He's
as a bit.
He's not giving me praise.
He is.
He's not.
I do
fake.
Mean this.
It was fake and faint.
It was not faint.
It was praise. Whether he was being sarcastic or not is dealer's choice.
The praise
but
is
it was,
real.
Yeah.
I think the studio is amazing. I have a note, which is cola, but that doesn't mean the studio's not great. I've been begging them to let me in.
We
studio
get enough
G.
feedback, I think, in the YouTube comments that you're it's covered.
What are the
about
YouTube
the
comments?
Just
like,
in general, people like
green,
to say like, "Oh, you guys should have edited this a little bit faster." You know, I'm an editor. I know. If you guys want to hear it from someone who's I've been in the industry for a long time.
Sweet, yeah. So if you have anything to say about the editing or the style of the studio,
yeah,
sound off in the comments below.
I want to hear it.
Well, it's hard because I'm going to edit this, right? So it's like, I don't really know if I want the
If you have anything to say about Jeff, sound off in the comments.
I don't know about that because I feel like they already sound off and that's without permission.
Yeah.
Well, it's freedom of speech. They can express themselves.
I don't
it's
know
ultimately,
if
it's good
that.
For the comment because it's like engagement. Gets like the video up in the algorithm. Yeah. So.
And I appreciate that. I just wish that the reason why it's going up in the algorithm is
was
joy
because the show is good.
Yeah.
Well, I think people should just say what they want, and if it turns out that it's negative, then you should take that as.
But I'm not even
you know,
open
kind
to
of a sign that you
criticism. Right. Does that make
clearly,
sense?
Clearly, yeah. Right. It seems like you have a very thin skin.
Yeah. No, it's like the, you know, obviously the layer is there, but it's. I was gonna say
your
it's
epidermis
sort of sheer.
Is showing.
Yeah.
It's. It's. I'm bolting. Yeah,
right.
I'm sort of.
You're translucent.
Yeah, I'm shedding my previous skin, which was thin, for another one that's more of a veneer. Yeah,
like a snake, it's like a reptile.
Sheer,
you're a reptilian man.
A sheer veneer.
Veneer. Yeah. It's. I'm enmeshed with the idea of having mesh. Does that make sense?
It doesn't.
He had the mesh.
He had
skin that was meshed.
It wasn't meshed. It was a graveyard mesh.
Mesh. His name was Mahesh. So.
All right. Well, if we're done, there's like some other
We're not done.
He has a fucking gun. I saw him flashing a gat.
Jake tried to tell me I needed a gun.
Yeah. I suggested.
What? I heard recording now, like the Zoom started recording.
Right. I asked if you had a gun.
And then you said, you said we should get you one.
Yeah. Well, when you said you didn't have one, I said we should get you a gun. Right. But
That's
I didn't.
Nice.
Yeah. So it didn't come out of nowhere. I said, do you have a gun?
I said, no.
Yeah, and then I said, we should get you a Glock.
Or at least a nice musket.
Yeah. You guys play a game on your show called Mystery Guest.
Right.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
I'm buying time.
You said a lot of unfair things, but that fact was definitely not... Wow.
This is the segment I like to call Shivering Guest.
George Saba.
You can't just guess out of nowhere. And that's not correct.
That's not correct.
Riley
Anspaugh.
Shut up. Right?
Did you think that rhymed?
Is it Miles?
Mystery with
Miles
shivering?
Miles
Bonsignore.
Miles Bonsignore's video. Why do you keep on playing the intro?
Because I'm trying to have another fucking edit point where I can get rid of your guys' nonsense, right? Here we go. This is a segment I like to call shivering guest.
Miles Bonsignore.
Just let me introduce the segment first,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
This is just like Mystery Guest, only in this version, our mystery guest is currently standing outside in a below-freezing climate without a jacket.
Like outside the studio?
In a cold climate.
Right.
Like right outside the studio?
Well, it's not a cold climate here. It's not below freezing.
Shivering guest, can you text in the chat to let us know that you're here and that you are outside?
We can hear them breathing.
Yeah. Also, mute yourself, shivering guest, obviously.
Your teeth chattering is very distracting, shivering guest.
I need you to be colder, shivering guest.
Shivering guest, you can also text me.
If you're too cold, use the phone.
Did you freeze to death, shivering guest?
You can put a sweater on until you go live, shivering guest.
We need to get them one of those, like,
I am outside.
Okay, great.
They chatted, I am outside.
All right, so you guys all get 20 guesses collectively.
Okay.
20 guesses total.
Let's guess where they are first.
Right.
I'm most curious if it's here or New York.
I think it has to be
New York.
Well, we can ask. That'll eliminate.
Shivering
guest, are you standing outside in New York?
Shivering guest, are you in New York City?
40 minutes later.
They're like,
fingers frozen.
Bones. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they are in New York.
Okay.
So truly a freezing climate.
So who would Jeff ask
Johnny.
To do
Johnny.
This?
Johnny's my first guess also.
Do you want to jump straight to guessing names? Because by the way, you've already guessed. Is it George Saba? Is it
Those
Riley
don't count
and Spa?
You made an edit cut point and you reintroduced
no
the
one
segment,
even heard
didn't
us
you?
Guess that.
Didn't you?
Fine.
So why are we going to be down two guesses for that?
Now we can't edit this out.
We'd like to guess Johnny Villa.
All right. Shivering guest, are you Johnny Villa? Yeah.
He's not.
Not Johnny Villa.
Or she is not.
Okay. So it's someone in New York.
What did that say? It was a full sentence.
That
it says, I'm not Johnny Villa.
Feels comfortable asking to stand outside. I wouldn't put it past you to ask Marika, but I don't think she'd do it.
Should we ask if this person has ever done this podcast before?
Oh, that's good.
That's not going to help. Sorry.
Yes, it will.
Ask.
It might help a lot.
Ask.
Shivering guest, have you been on this podcast before?
Shivering guest, have you been on this podcast before? The audio is here, so I have to repeat everything you said.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy
Headgum employee.
Should we ask, not to be binary, but should we ask if it is a male or a female?
Yeah, or at the very least identifies as such.
Yeah. Do you identify it? does the shivering
guest? Yes or no.
Does shivering guest
identify as female
as a woman?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. A freezing cold woman in New York. Shivering guest, do you
work for Headgum?
Yeah. Do you work at Headgum? Do you work for Headgum?
Shivering guest, do you work at Headgum?
I think that's a yes. They've been on the show.
Yeah, it could be like a podcaster.
Yes.
All right. We've got.
Okay. So, I mean, we're definitely going to get it.
Okay.
Right.
Sage or.
It could be Sage.
Huge.
Sage has been on the show before.
Yeah.
Poor Sage. If it's Sage,
I
yeah. If it's Sage, if it's Sage, you're in trouble.
Who would do this?
What? No, hey, shivering guest, leave the Zoom.
It was Emma. I guess we got to guess Emma.
Okay, Okay, go.
Well, yeah. Who do you want to guess?
How about is it Emma or Marika? We'll get a twofer. Is your name Emma or Marika?
Okay. The question is, shivering guest, is your name Emma or Marika? But you only answer yes or no.
Wow.
What is
Nailed it.
It's yes. So now we can narrow it down.
It's got to be either Emma or Marika, right?
So yeah, we know that
you
it's
knew
now
that
we
before.
Know that it's
I don't
Emma
know why you
Marika.
Guessed that question.
Okay, how do we narrow it down?
Because I just don't
it's
think...
It's going to be boring to say, is it Emma?
Marika, right. So Emma is more of like, she would placate Jeff and stand outside.
Yeah.
Marika wouldn't want to placate Jeff, but does not mind suffering.
I would just,
so
what?
Why don't we take a vote?
Should we guess? This does not count as a guess. Are you hearing the guests, or can you only hear me?
I am.
I am hearing the guests.
Okay.
Do we want to?
So did you hear Jake say that you're fine with suffering?
So is Marika.
I don't know. Just whoever it is.
No, he said. That's all he said.
You said you're fine with suffering.
One. You said that the person is fine with suffering.
It's Marika.
Shivering guests. Oh, turn on your camera.
Yeah, you fucked that up, Rosa.
That's on me. I've never played Mystery Guest before.
Are you cold?
Well, Jeff didn't tell me to not wear a coat, so I am wearing my coat.
So she's not shivering.
She's this would have never happened in Studio A.
Just guessed.
But are you shivering?
A little bit, but maybe out of anxiety for being on the street.
It is nerve-wracking. That's great.
All right. Very good.
Good guess.
Thank you, Marika.
Great job.
Any parting with right any plugs?
No.
Follow her on Instagram and Letterboxd, folks. Going?
Oh, my God. Thank you, Dave.
Marika, do you want to know how the episode is going?
Sorry, I can't hear you because I'm a
Anya says, do you want to know how the episode is going?
I do.
Not well.
She says, not well.
Yeah. Did you like the art, though?
The art it was really good.
I think the episode's a hit.
The song was awesome.
The segments are awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Marika.
Bye, Marika.
Bye.
She can't see us.
Right. That makes sense. Maybe when she watches this later.
Dregments. We've come to the final Dregment.
You great. Don't say.
So Ferris has COVID?
Ferris does have COVID. Yeah. So he
feel went better, Ferris.
When he sang that, he was not feeling well. I have a text from him that says,
they're bringing me to the ER. I'm going to get intubated.
And then his reply is, can you just send that file first?
Yeah.
This is.
Can you see if I can still have HeadGum health insurance as a contractor?
Is the respirator picking up in the background?
He said, I'm mid-COVID right now. Don't think because I asked him if he wanted to guest on the show on Friday. He said, I don't think I'll be 100%. So even after knowing he had COVID, I said, okay, wait, I just have to ask. Please say no if you're not feeling well enough.
Oh, my God.
But if I send you the lyrics to a parody theme song of segments, could you sing a scratch track of it? I think it'd be even funnier if you sound sick and the recording isn't high quality.
It was pretty good.
And then you asked him to be the shivering guest, which is so fucked up.
That was my backup because he wouldn't have had to be outside.
Right, he already has fever-like symptoms.
Ferris says, not as bad as I thought as he sends me the scratch track. If you had tried me yesterday, I might have thrown up.
So he's trending up.
We do need to take a break, actually. So this is
perfect. That would have been the perfect time.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little
person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Maybe if we compliment him a lot, he'll sort of feel uncomfortable for the first time on this podcast.
New Dregman. Jeff, you really are good at a lot of different things.
That's impressive that you did the...
not really.
And you don't let... you don't let... People don't know that because of how much you fuck things up.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
But you're really good at a lot of different things.
He's also really intelligent. Like, he almost got like a perfect SAT score.
Really smart. People don't know that. Yeah. Valedictorian
of his
class.
High school grade.
It was in Ohio, but...
You're impressive. Still, you're an impressive guy.
Yeah.
Poesy or noesy.
What?
The next Dregman is Poesy or Noesy.
Okay.
This is
Edgar
pretty
Allan
much airlifted.
Poe's pussy or his nose?
We said we're not kidding.
This is just poetry or noetry, but I kind of punched it up. You were saying I was intelligent. I kind of appreciated that. Mm-hmm. It's not just poetry. It's actually poesy as well. It's not, sort of the...
What's poesy?
Poesy is just a synonym for poetry.
No, it's
is
not.
It?
Yeah, it is.
Poesy?
It's an old-timey
smart.
Way of saying poetry.
Have you heard that?
No, never. But I don't know. Maybe
he
it's
did get an
real.
Almost perfect score on his SAT.
Poesy, noun, the art and composition of poetry.
That's weird. Yeah. A word that sounds like the other word.
So it's actually not poetry. It's the composition of poetry.
So you're going to read three poems? Is it the same exact segment as our show segments?
I ran out of time to come up with a brand new Dregman.
Okay.
But writing a poem is difficult.
You didn't come up with other new ones either, by the
Who's
way.
Who's 101? It was a punch up.
And mystery guest.
Shivering guest.
Right.
Shivering guest.
Jeff doing punch downs.
That's a punch down.
Really good.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah
for sure.
Well, so should we explain to anybody who listens to this show but not me and Amir show what this segment is? Poesy or Noesy?
You definitely.
Sorry, do you
want to
like commandeer the whole show?
No, I haven't. I don't think I've spoken out of turn yet.
I don't think I've said anything yet.
Sure. Really you guys pitch it and you guys can plug segments. But again, no one who listens to segments, by the way, doesn't listen to Dregman.
What?
So they already know. The segment
they
is.
They know. Yeah, I don't think that you have to.
Like some of us who,
okay.
Maybe
so
there's
the segment,
one or two of us that doesn't know.
The segment is we read three poems, two of them real, and one of them that either Amir or I wrote. And we try to guess, sorry. Which one.
That's a good segment.
Just
a good
shoulders segment. Back and maybe scoot your butt back. Just like you're.
Yeah, I'm fine.
You're. Yeah. If you're all right with fine, yeah. Here we go. Tinkle, tinkle, little car. How I wonder what you are. Leaking oil every day, having it your own way. Going up hills real slow, I don't want you any mo'. Tinkle, tinkle, little car. Boy, what a lemon you are.
Let's hear the second one.
It's not good, but it's like kind of impressive as a limerick.
Yeah.
Every word rhymed, I think.
Okay, go ahead.
With itself? What does that mean? Every word rhymed.
every end of the line.
Every line.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
Okay.
A funny young fellow named Perkins was terribly fond of small gherkins.
So this is the limerick.
One day after tea, he ate 93 and pickled his internal workins.
That one's pretty good, and I don't think you wrote it.
I don't think you wrote it either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Perkins, gherkins, internal workins.
I don't think you wrote the lemon car one either.
Interesting.
So I think the last one is going to be you. Let's take a listen.
Where do you think you found the car one?
He just searched Twinkle Tinkle Little Car, and it showed up on Google.
I didn't search it on Google. I searched it on my history, because I love that poem. That's a joke. That one might be the one I wrote.
But you're admitting that Gherkins is not you.
Well, I think that you guys are kind of... I wouldn't jump to any conclusions is what I'll say.
Okay.
There's also a chance you wrote all three of these.
I can see that.
A game show host that's just like sputtering the whole time. Incredible.
A game show host that's leaking oil.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not make haste. Its breast is dressed. Displace horseradishy waste. No need for more zest. Some simply taste and seek to impress. While others disgrace and don't trust the chef. Don't dunk Toro in soy, ditch chopsticks for hands. Drink Sapporo with joy and let fish guide your glands.
I mean, that one has to be Jeff.
But here's the thing. There's a he could also have plugged in prompts to ChatGPT. And
yeah, they could all be AI, or they could all be Jeff.
Do you want the titles of all these?
Sure.
Yeah, that's usually how poetry
okay,
reading
the first
goes.
One is Tinkle Tinkle Little Car.
Yeah.
The second one is Funny Young Fellow. Mm-hmm. And the last one is Omakase.
All right. So I think I feel like you could have written the first and the last, but the funny young fellow.
Yeah,
I don't. That one seems like it's such an old limerick,
right? Like a 1912 Harvard Lampoon joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if you wrote it, you would have
like a Richard Lear.
A
yeah,
that
I
was
mean,
his
the fact
first
that
script.
There was Norman Lear. Yeah,
right. That's
the
what
fact
I meant.
That there was soy and fish in the last one makes it so.
And Omakase is the title.
Yeah.
I mean that one's obviously Jeff.
Wait, sorry.
The question
hold on.
Is, did he
that one makes
one?
Sense though. That one is it's called Omakase and it's describing someone who's eating sushi. Wrong.
I'll say that you only wrote that last.
I have a question.
Okay.
Are you saying that the other ones were written by, like, poets or, like, by...
Yeah, the game is, like, two written by real poets.
No, I know the real game is like that, but this one you're saying the other ones were written by, like, actual poets? Or just, like...
I don't think... I think that's too much information.
Or the other author's as dumb as you.
It's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm like, anybody could have written anything.
Two of these are written by real poets.
Poets.
Real poets.
Who have written other poems.
Well, it depends on what your definition of published is.
Does Mad
That's
Magazine
kind of what
count?
I'm asking. Yeah.
Does the internet count? Sure.
No.
Do they have their own books of poetry? Probably not.
I mean, what are you leaning towards, Anya?
Which one Jeff wrote?
Yeah.
Well, it's impossible
to
say because... It's impossible to say because...
That bothered you?
Because Jeff versus actual poem is one thing, but... Jeff versus like something he read online.
Yeah, he's muddied the water. This isn't a true poetry or noetry, but it's the Jeff version.
All right, so
you guys get yours from the internet.
No, we get award-winning poems.
Yeah, really?
Like Tinkle, tinkle, little.
I do think he wrote the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, last one. Last one. Final answer.
Last one.
Correct. I wrote Omakase.
You tried to steer us away from that. You're like, that one, the title
that
makes sense.
Really good,
and the
I
stuff
think.
That's in it
so
is
where
also...
where did you get the first two?
The internet.
Yeah. Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Car?
Yeah, I Googled short poems.
Got it. And that was just a website that had that poem on it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the first one is Tinkle, Tinkle, Little Car by Cecilia L. Goodbody. And the second one is Funny Young Fellow by Graham Lester.
A car wrote the first one.
Yeah. I feel like we're not giving my poem enough credit, though. I know that it's like, oh, Jeff wrote that, but it's kind of good.
Let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Omakase by Jeffrey James.
By the way, it's not about it being good or not. It's about we knew it was you.
I know, but if it hit you viscerally in your archetypal center, you maybe would have been like, wow, that brought me to tears.
No, but it was like overwrought in a way that I knew that it was like a Jeff joke.
Yeah.
I mean, even compared to other shitty poems, yours stood out.
I was gonna say that the structure of it was there.
It wasn't.
That the content was cohesive and the whole thing was wrapped in a tiny bow.
There were a lot of buzzwords, though, that gave it away.
White space well.
No, you didn't.
I did use white
You're
space
so
well.
You're obsessed with fish and joy
fish.
And
yeah,
soy that
joy,
it becomes
joy,
like,
sorry,
that's
Toro,
your identity. Do you understand that? That you're like a fish and soy
You're a fishmonger. You're a fucking fisherman.
Honestly, guessing that was like fishing a
barrel. Are you fucking proud of yourself?
that's your
what
legacy?
You've become?
Yeah.
Like that we hear
trout and we know it's
like
you?
Fish glands and we're like, yep, that one's Jeff. He loves that shit.
It's your personality is to be a fishmonger.
It's crazy to have a comedy style that's just the word joy.
Yeah.
So I think comedy's kind of healing. I really do think that the world needs a little more joy, and I don't know. Sue me if that's a bad question.
Let's hear
Omakase,
yeah,
by Jeffrey James.
Okay.
Do not make haste. Its breast is dressed. Displace horse radishy waste. No need for more zest.
Yeah, listening to it now, it's like obviously.
Horse radishy is the worst adjective ever. Horse radishy.
You couldn't get it out clean either time.
Let's hear you say that word.
It's not
once.
A word.
I
it's
almost word. Was like, well, this one isn't you because you had trouble reading it. But then I realized.
Distress. Word doesn't
horse
radishy.
Yeah. Horse radishy.
Some simply taste and seek to impress. While others disgrace and don't trust the chef.
Yeah, like the trust me, Nozawa.
Omakase
style.
Means trust the chef, yeah.
Yeah, yeah no, we got it.
Don't dunk Toro in soy.
Yeah.
Ditch chopsticks for hands.
Right, so you're just explaining how to eat sushi.
Nigiri, yeah.
Like with your
yeah.
hands.
Yeah, what's that?
You want to say, just pick up the fish with your hands?
With ditch nigiri, chopsticks. You're supposed to use your hands and dip it fish side down.
Yeah.
Drink. See, this poem is for fuckers like him.
Nice.
We have to take another break before you get to the last two lines.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Drink Sapporo with joy and let fish guide your glands.
were you planting those so that we would get it, right?
Or is that just kind of all you can come up with?
That's what I was
going to
say. Or can you not help yourself?
I did it last and I thought that you, but I was like, let me make it about rice and fish, but let me try and make it as good as I can. So I was like, oh, let me make it about something. Well, I did it in like 15 minutes,
right.
But it's like
it's a long time.
It's about omakase. It has a whole moral to the story, which is like, can we dissect it?
I wouldn't call it a moral.
The breast is dressed.
I think
meaning
you should
don't,
do it.
If
it's
nigiri,
not breast.
Let her interrupt you. It'll be worth it.
It's not breast.
Well, okay, true.
Yeah.
But when you go to omakase dining experience or otherwise. The fish is already dressed. It already has the sauce that's supposed
to
be on
it. That's not the part that I'm saying was wrong.
I know you're not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's really good.
Oh, I see.
Right? I'm saying basically that the poem's about omakase. So the first two lines are, do not make haste.
Uh-huh.
The breast is dressed, meaning the don't, sauce is on the fish. You don't need to dunk it in soy. Displace horseradish you wish.
Stop saying that word wrong.
Also, it's not, where's the horseradish in your sushi experience? It's
wasabi,
but it's not horseradish.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Really?
It's not.
It's called
wasabi.
Wasabi.
It's literally wasabi.
It's a different plant.
It's in the plant family of
horseradish.
Horseradish.
But displace wasabi. Don't add it on because it doesn't need more zest.
Why didn't you
write
wasabi?
It doesn't need more zest.
Wasabi you can even say better than you can say horseradishy.
Some simply taste and seek to impress. Some people go to these places and they know exactly what they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then others disgrace the chef by not trusting their ass.
Right.
Don't dunk Toro in soy because it's definitely going to be dressed. Ditch chopsticks for hands because Amir was, he didn't even know. Yeah. With nigiri, you're supposed to use your hands and do fish side down.
I didn't know that either. But
drink
okay.
Sapporo with joy. Have a good time at the omakase.
Yeah.
And let the fish guide your glams.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Guide your glands.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to
wow,
point to people
it's over
towards?
Already.
Yeah, it happens
it?
Fast.
It was a tight 45. Yeah.
That's great.
Are you ever going to, you should do that at an open mic and see what actual poetry fans would, what kind of feedback they
like
have
a poetry
you.
Open mic or like a stand-up open mic?
Definitely poetry.
Yeah.
Well, not one. Good enough for stand-up.
Or like a, or a band.
I was going to say like a battle of the bands.
Battle yeah. of the glands.
Nice. Yeah. Plugs. Anya, what do you have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? Radio Free, obviously, Anya.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of ironic, though, because you aren't free of radio. You host a radio show.
Yeah, it's kind of, if you Google it.
It will come.
Right. Listen to Gaotix Coming Back, mm-hmm. video oh. episodes, full video on YouTube.
Wow.
March 27th. Submit to the Love Motel. We really need love advice questions. And they don't host an advice show anymore, so you can just pivot and send those to lovemotelradio.com. There's a submission form at the bottom.
So if you're still confused about love, there's a place to go.
Yeah. Right. We'd love to talk about your problems on the radio, wgxc.org.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm.
On the radio.
It's a Donna Summer song, actually. It's kind of a deep cut.
Thank you.
It's a great song, but when he sings, you don't snap, because then it encourages him to sing more often. Jake?
Yeah, check out Me and Amir's show.
Awesome. It's like Dregman's.
It's like Dregman's, yeah.
A little thought out. Little I want to hear your poems. I should go back and listen.
Yeah, they're all up there
you
for
guys
posterity.
Should all go to a poetry reading and see whose poem does better.
I actually got Amir on the latest episode.
I'd love to read Ha-Un to you and see what you think.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit here and tell me Ha-Un or whatever is better than Dregman's. Really?
Better than Dregman's just in general as a show? Or better than Omakase as a poem?
Omakase as a poem.
You forgot the name of it. Yeah, you got him there.
Amir?
Mm.
Do you want to plug your divorce lawyer?
Oh,
damn,
yes.
I didn't realize you're getting a divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
Avital's back on the market.
Daniel
Congrats.
Goodman is guiding us through this whole crazy fucking morass.
An uncoupling.
Yeah, dramatic.
Unconscious uncoupling.
Yes, exactly. Irreconcilable differences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you irrigatable right. yard.
You did the opposite of a prenup where you
a
transfer.
Post-nup.
Yeah, you
yeah.
gave Avital
a peaceful
everything.
Transfer of power
yes.
from one to the other.
Amazing. Yeah.
Which was...
It was a fleece treaty because you got fleeced in it.
Nice.
Yes. And it nice. Was incredible to go through that with her.
And yeah. Goodman.
Goodman, who guided our eye throughout the entire thing.
You're a good man. And he is with Avital now, no?
Yeah, I was going to say, he
They're
guided your hands.
Hooked up. They hooked up.
To sign the paper and also yes. give him the ring.
He sort
He's
of
wearing your ring.
Hand.
Yeah.
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 And he deserves it, so.
I missed this. What happened?
Basically, Amir got a divorce, and in the divorce papers, you're also supposed to stay chaste for 18 months.
Yeah. Which should be an issue.
Yeah, non-compete clause.
Yeah.
Where I'm not allowed to
It's a
ejaculate.
Medieval garter clause. So basically, your
a
loins
chastity,
are girded
yeah.
for the better part of a decade, I think. Anyway.
It's called postnuptial cheating, which yeah. I guess she can't do, but I can legally.
But there was this weird live that you did.
Live?
Yeah, you were on IG.
Yeah.
And you were like, check out my postnup drip.
Yeah.
Postnuptial drip.
Yeah.
And it was just your chastity belt. And you had put a stussy sticker on the ass.
With my whole stussy.
Yeah.
My stussy-ussy.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram, patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. We're still doing Zardies over there, Zoom parties, so you can come hang out with us for $20 a month. And sorry, I didn't talk over your plugs.
You did.
Really?
Yeah, you
he
basically commandeered
anything.
It. Yeah.
You
turned
it
into a divorce lawyer joke.
And also, I just got a Helix Midnight Lux mattress from Best
no, wait,
Los Angeles really, Luxury Mattress Sales Stores Near Me.com. And that's a...
That's the URL?
Best Los Angeles Luxury Mattress Sales Stores Near Me.com.
That's their URL.
Yes, they're on 21st and Wilshire in Santa Monica, California.
You cannot be doing ad deals on the side of the show.
If you go, they'll give you a free pillow or two.
Or two?
It depends how well you negotiate with the guy. But okay. He's very kind. And he helped me out.
Tell him to change the URL.
Free delivery, I said.
No, you didn't.
I meant to. Best Los Angeles Luxury Mattress Sales Stores Near Me.com.
Insane.
We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of Dregman's.
He sells Dregman's. Helix mattresses.
He sells Helix all kinds of mattresses.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.